Hessen, an attorney from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Kristen Carter, a student from Fairfax, Virginia, Saeed Akbar, and our returning champion, a political consultant from Woodbridge, Virginia, Karen Farrell, whose seven-day cash winnings total $139,803. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, everyone. Our current champion, Karen, is unique. She has been a champion for 2 years. Well, let me rephrase that. She has been a champion in 2 years, 2019 and now 2020. Saeed and Kristen, good to have you with us today. Also, good luck to all three of you. Let's go to work in the Jeopardy round right now. And we'll deal with these subjects. All the right movies, notice ALL in quotation marks, will deal with the statue of No Limitations, Potpourri. We'll give you the tale. You identify the city for us. That's followed by Shut Up and Deal the Carbs. Karen, start.
Tales of the City for six.
Peachtree Road by Ann Rivers Siddons. Kristen.
What is Atlanta?
That's the city.
Tales, 800.
James Joyce's Ulysses. Karen.
Was Dublin.
Good.
Tales for 1,000.
Answer. Daily double, just like that.
Let's do 1,000.
All righty. Anna Karenina. These two cities, about 400 miles apart.
What are St. Petersburg and...
Go for the obvious, Moscow. Moscow. All right, you're at negative 200. Go again.
Statue for six.
One of the seven ancient wonders, the 40-foot statue of this god had a statue of Nike on his outstretched right hand. Karen.
Zeus.
Good, you're out of the hole.
Statue for eight.
A life-size statue of this girl pulling back an imaginary curtain in her attic hiding place is at a Boise Human Rights Memorial. Karen.
Who's Anne Frank?
Yes.
Statue for 1,000.
Some are up in arms over this marble statue carved around 150 BC, saying she's really the sea goddess Amphitrite. Karen again.
Was the Venus de Milo?
Right.
All the right movies for six.
Diamonds and a winning lottery ticket, not $100 bills, are the goal in this 2002 action comedy. Saeed?
What is Powerball?
No. What is All About the Benjamins? Karen, back to you.
All the movies for eight.
Annette Bening won a Golden Globe for her role in this 2010 film about children looking to connect with their sperm donor dad. Karen.
Was The Kids Are All Right?
Yes.
All for 1,000.
Robert Shaw was Henry VIII and Paul Scofield was Thomas More in this 1966 costume drama. Karen.
Was A Man for All Seasons?
You got it.
Shut Up for six.
Another way to say stay quiet. This word for your mother. Karen.
Was Mum.
Mum, yeah.
Shut Up for eight.
Dumbfounded is a synonym for this other dumb word that means you've been surprised to the point of speechlessness. Kristen.
What is dumbstruck?
That's it.
Potpourri for 200.
When this board game launched in 1981, it came with 6,000 questions. Karen.
Was Trivial Pursuit?
Yes.
Shut Up for 1,000.
A body part gets twisted into this alliterative hyphenated term for being unable to utter a word. Saeed.
What is tongue-tied?
Yes.
Shut up for four.
Come out of your shell and say this two-word term meaning to suddenly cease speaking. Kristen.
What is clam up?
Yeah.
Potpourri, 400.
This line begins the nursery rhyme that also says, wasn't that a dainty dish to set before a king? Karen?
Was Sing a Song a Sixpence?
That's it, and a pocket full of rye. And you're up to 5,200, and you've taken us into our first commercial break. Back in a moment, folks. Kristen Carter is an attorney from Fort Lauderdale who says that a speeding ticket in high school led to a very memorable experience. What was it?
I had to go to driving school, and it was live back then. The instructor wanted to leave early to watch a lunar eclipse that night and said we could leave if we promised to watch it. So I did, and some friends and I went down to the beach, watched the eclipse, and while we were at it, a sea turtle crawled out of the ocean and laid its eggs, and then crawled back in. It was a moment I'll always remember.
Okay, good. Saeed Akhtar is a student from Fairfax, Virginia. Got a concussion in middle school, but not in a way your mom expected it to happen.
Alex. Yeah, so in middle school, I begged my mom to let me play football. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And so naturally, you know, what you might expect to happen happened. A stage light fell on my head at a jazz band concert, and that's how I got my first concussion.
Okay. Made it easier on your mom. Karen Farrell is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. You are a big Basset Hound fan. Tell us why.
Yep. Well, my family's had Basset Hounds my entire life. My parents got their first one right before I was born. They've had them. I've had Bassets. So.
What's special about that breed?
They're sweet, they're loving, and they're incredibly stubborn.
Oh, that's a great combination. Sweet, loving, and stubborn. All right, you're in command of the board right now. Go ahead and make a selection.
Let's do potpourri for six.
This 15-nation UN body is charged with the maintenance of international peace. Kristen.
What is the Security Council?
That's it.
Potpourri 800.
Spirits are also known as eau de vie, or this Latin phrase that also means water of life. Saeed.
What is aqua vitae?
Yes.
Potpourri for 1,000.
Back in 1917, the president of Argentina announced an October 12th holiday called not Columbus Day, but this Dia. Kristen.
What is Dia Colón?
No. What is Dia de la Raza? Back to you, Saeed.
Statue for 400, please.
Until 1987, no building in Philadelphia rose higher than the statue of this colonial founder atop City Hall. Karen.
Is William Penn.
He's the one.
Let's do, and deal with the carbs for six.
If you're counting carbs, this legume, that's the main ingredient in hummus, may not be your best choice. Karen.
What's a chickpea?
Chickpea, yeah.
Carbs for eight.
Okay, these fruits are about 22% carbs, but Cavendish ones do help lower blood pressure and promote a healthy heart. So it's worth it. We're talking about bananas. Karen.
Carbs for 1,000.
In Verona, Italy, the symbol of Carnevale festivities is il papa del these potato dumplings. Karen.
Or gnocchi.
Gnocchi, yeah.
Statue for 2.
His D.C. statue, signaling V for victory, stands outside the British Embassy. Karen?
Is Churchill?
Good, less than a minute now.
Movies for 4.
This Arnold Schwarzenegger comedy about a father's desperate search for a Christmas toy might ring a bell. Saeed?
What is Deck the Halls?
Nope. Karen?
Was Jingle All the Way?
That's it.
City for 4.
Bright Lights, Big City, and from the mixed-up files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler. Karen.
Was New York City?
Yeah, that's the one.
City for 2.
The murders in the Rue Morgue. Karen.
Was Paris.
Yes.
Carbs for 4.
Chili con carne is always fun, but be prepared to carbo-load as you down these renal items. Karen.
Or kidney beans.
Yep.
Movies for 2.
Ronald Reagan was in the 1940 biopic Newt Rockne. This. Kristen.
What is All American?
Yes. And with that, you move up to 1,600. But Karen, once again, off to a great start. What will happen in the Double Jeopardy round when Saeed selects first? Stay with us, then you'll see. Once again, the challengers have some tough work to do in Double Jeopardy. Saeed, here are the categories for your selection. The Age of Exploration, followed by starts and ends with the same vowel. Each correct response, of course. We'll deal with birds in the Bible. That sounds like fun. Three named people, foreign colleges and universities, and finally, you'll love this one, hip-hop feuds. Stardust.
I will take starts and ends with the same vowel for 1,200, please.
Margarine. Kristen.
What is oleo?
Good.
Starts and ends 1,600.
Adjective meaning fair, as in the distribution of property. Kristen.
What is equitable?
That's it.
Starts and ends 2,000.
Condition due to lack of oxygen and surplus of carbon dioxide. Kristen.
What is anoxia?
Or asphyxia. Yes, both acceptable.
Starts and ends 800.
An agreeable odor. Karen.
What's aroma?
Yes.
Words in the Bible for 12.
Harry Potter likes the passage in Job that reads, I am a brother to dragons and a companion to these birds. Karen.
That's a phoenix?
No. Saeed.
What is an owl?
Owl. You got it.
Three named people for 1,200, please.
This Irish dramatist wrote, a lifetime of happiness. No man alive could bear it. It would be hell on earth. Saeed.
Who's O'Neill?
No. Karen.
That's William Butler Yeats.
No. It was George Bernard Shaw. Saeed, back to you.
Starts and ends for 4, please.
The final stage of a chess contest. Karen.
What is endgame?
Correct.
Bible for 16.
This tall, flightless bird was supposedly uncaring about its own young, as in Job and Lamentations. Talking about the ostrich. Karen?
Birds for 2,000.
The Lord told Moses, I bear you on these birds' wings. Karen?
Or eagle's wings.
Yes.
Age of exploration for 12.
Answer there. The first of the Daily Double.
2,000.
Already. Stories of cannibals and courtesans, Kublai Khan and Prester John, abound in this explorer's circa 1300 travels.
It is Marco Polo.
You got the right one. And you're at 11,600 now.
Foreign colleges for 1,200.
Chile's University of Atacama was founded in 1857 as a school of this, the Atacama region's main economic activity. Saeed.
What is farming?
No. Main economic activity is mining. Karen, back to you.
Foreign colleges for 16.
One of several Nobel laureates associated with this university is its professor, Takaaki Kajita, a 2015 physics winner. Kristen.
What is the University of Tokyo?
That's it.
Three named people, 800.
This actor's diary and pistol are at Ford's Theater. Karen?
Is John Wilkes Booth?
Yes.
Three named people for 16.
This justice, who died age 99 in 2019, is seen around 1975, the year he joined the Supreme Court. Karen?
Is John Paul Stevens?
He's the one.
Three named people, 2,000.
Answer there. Other Daily Double. And now you have a $6,000 lead over Kristen.
3,000.
Three this time. All right. This inventor was one of the founders of the National Geographic Society and succeeded his father-in-law as its president in 1898.
Who was Alexander Graham Bell?
He's the three-named person.
Age of exploration for 16.
In 1607, this English explorer set forth to discover a passage by the North Pole to Japan and China. Kristen?
Who is Hudson?
Henry Hudson, yes.
Exploration 2000.
A lake that forms the boundary between Vermont and New York bears the name of this explorer who visited in 1609. And that would be Samuel de Champlain. Back to you, Kristen.
Exploration 800.
Purportedly seeking the Fountain of Youth, Ponce de Leon reached the American mainland in 1513 in what is today this state. Karen.
Was Florida?
Yeah.
Hip-hop feuds for 12.
The mom of this empire state of mind and hard-knock life star told him to apologize to Nas after a very rough diss track. Karen.
Is Jay-Z?
He's the one.
Hip-hop for 16.
Very little we can quote from his No Vaseline. Let's just say this man was feeling cold toward his ex-NWA bandmates. Saeed.
Who's Ice Cube?
Yes.
Hip-hop for 8.
In 2014, this NCIS Los Angeles co-star ended a 17-year rift with cannabis, with the two rapping on stage in Brooklyn. Saeed?
Who's LL Cool J?
Yeah.
Hip Hop for Two?
He has ended his feud with 50 Cent and also changed his physique, making his rap name less accurate. That would be Fat Joe. Saeed?
Finish hip hop, please.
The Source magazine began a feud with this Detroit rapper and film star, but he put a nail in the coffin on that. Karen.
This is Eminem.
Eminem is right. Less than a minute now.
Foreign colleges for 2000.
A university in the Netherlands is named for this Dutch humanist. A Brooklyn high school is called his hall. And that would be Erasmus. Back to you, Karen.
Birds for 800.
Jesus laments that he would have gathered the children of Jerusalem as she gathers her brood under her wings. And she refers to a hen. Karen, back to you.
Foreign colleges for 8.
You'll find King Mongkut's University of Technology, Tonburi, in this country. Country is Thailand.
Birds for 400.
Jesus tells him, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Karen.
Is Peter?
Yes. And with that, you add your lead.
It's a runaway again. I don't know why I say it sadly. I say it on behalf of Saeed and Kristen, who wish they had more money. Let's take a look at Final Jeopardy. Today, the category, 1960s novel. Make your wagers, players. We'll reveal the clue for them and you right after this.
Today's clue for you brought to you by 1917. This 1917 cinematographer has 14 Academy Award nominations and a win for Blade Runner 2049. The correct response? Who is Roger Deakins?
Keep your coats handy. I'm tracking the return of snow, the hour-by-hour breakdown as it arrives, and which areas could see accumulation.
Plus, the warning from police to prevent you from becoming a victim of Baltimore's gun violence.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
These pesky creatures in the Geico sequel ad are also called groundhogs. What are woodchucks? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
This is amazing. We're going back over 50 years to deal with 1960s novels. Here is the clue, players. This book defines its own title as concern for one's own safety in the face of dangers was the process of a rational mind. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Makes sense. If you're afraid of being killed in a war, that's the process of a rational mind. Saeed, we come to you first. You were at 2000. We were asking you to go too far back for the 1960s novels, I'm sure. Okay, what did you lose? $19. Good for you. Now to your left. Kristen, you had $9,600. And you wrote down, what is I'm okay, you're okay? Nope. And it'll cost you $95.99. That takes you down to a buck. Let's go to Karen. She made the game a runaway once again and wrote down the correct response. What is catch 22? What did you risk today? Nothing. All right. So you earn $19,800, giving you a new total of $159,603. Great way to start the week, isn't it? Enjoy the moment. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope to see you then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by FD Guard, the pre-meal companion for meal-triggered indigestion.
Finally, there's something that helped with my indigestion and discomfort after eating. My doctor recommended FD Guard. She told me FD Guard is specially formulated with natural ingredients and can help with my meal-triggered indigestion. Ask your doctor about FD Guard. Enjoy eating again.
Now at Walmart. People who have been diagnosed with mesothelioma have many questions. That's why we offer this free book.
Call toll free at 1-888-888-3231.